This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 384 for Wednesday, March 3rd, 2021. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Good morning. So, you know...
Should I just laugh and pretend it's funny?
No. Hang on. This is serious conversation here. You know how a few years ago, or like maybe 10 years ago, it was kind of taboo to talk about people with like Botox injections and plastic surgery and things like that? Now no one even raises an eyebrow.
My God. Colorverse Inc. blasted into our store. You like that?
Oh, that's nice.
Launched. Blasted. We just launched it.
What do we got here?
We've got, so these are, you know, I'm just going to go with confusing. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm confused. Right. Because some boxes have two 65 mil and a 15 mil bottle.
Okay.
Some of them are different colors. Some are the same colors. Then you have
65
a 65 mil single bottle, and you have a 30 mil
bottle.
Single bottle.
Okay.
Now, Colorverse does have some shimmer inks.
Okay.
They call them glistening.
Glistening, all right.
So that's cool.
Here's one right here.
Lots of fun colors.
Green.
So we have these in, I think we're getting a few more?
Yes. Okay. Yes, we are getting some more in.
So these are a slow launch. That's not how NASA does it.
In fact, I have to admit, this is the first time we've actually
seen
these.
These came in while we were gone.
So we'll talk about that in a minute.
All right.
But they look pretty cool. Lots of different colors.
Yep.
So you'll see stuff about Colorverse coming out gradually as we sift through them.
As we get to it, yep. Also in is the newly resurrected, newly revived Private Reserve.
Okay.
You may or may not know that Private Reserve Inc., the owner passed away mid to late last year.
Yeah.
And Yaffa, the distributor of Monteverdi, Conklin, a bunch of other things, ended up somehow acquiring the rights to this. And so now they have revived it. They say that they are using the same formula from the same manufacturer. They did find who was doing some of the colors, not all of them, which is why they do not have, for example, the fast dry at the moment.
Right.
But since they share this same ink manufacturer, they are sure that these colors will be
exactly
the same formula, exactly the same color. And now they have a little more control over quality and all of that.
Yep.
So many of the Private Reserve colors are back.
So now they're in a 60 mil bottle.
Yes, so they do have different packaging.
So
a new bottle.
A little bit more squat.
A new label, a new box. So all of the packaging has been revamped.
I like it. It has the name.
Yes.
Widely.
Yes, so you can always tell.
Inside.
As a distributor, as a retailer, that's a nice thing.
Yep.
So those are here. So those of you who were worried that you'd never be able to get your favorite Private Reserve color.
This one right here, avocado.
I know, that's a gorgeous color.
Oh,
I do like that. And Yaffa certainly has had a lot of success with their Monteverdi inks.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it's nice to be able to have faith that these will be safely made and have a company that stands behind it.
Yep.
So we're happy about that.
Much broader distribution too.
Yes, absolutely.
Which makes it easier to get. You know, sometimes we had issues where we couldn't get ink
because it wasn't available.
Yeah, it wasn't available.
So. And so now a much bigger company, deeper pockets, more staff, and so
it'll be good.
It'll be a good tribute to what two owners ago to what Private Reserve was when it started. Loops.
Great. I like Loops. I use Loops every day.
I think you're looping.
You do. You do. Excuse me.
I do. So we have sold pen repair Loops for many, many years. And these are a good value. These are certainly not pretending to be the top of the line.
This is nice.
Eschenbach
or absolutely.
Whatever it is you've got, your little visor thing.
No, these are but fantastic.
These are good.
Yeah.
These are good. I will warn you.
We should have had this weekend.
With the 3060 lighted loop, it's LED. This thing is really, really, really
bright.
Yeah,
you got to make sure to get it the right way. Otherwise, like what I did.
You blind yourself.
You turn it on and the lights going the wrong way.
Yes.
So.
And I was impressed the first time we saw that with just how damn bright this thing is. It will hurt you.
Yeah, so we've got a 10X. We've got
a 10X singular.
Singular. We've got a 30X singular, which is good for real detail, or you're trying to inspect a crack or an imprint or something.
A 3060 lighted. Which is the biggest thing here.
Yep.
And then a 10 and...
10 and a 20.
A 20 double.
Yep.
So which reminds
that's
me
cool.
of like opera glasses.
You'd have to have one messed up prescription for that.
Well, yeah. But so we just want to mention these. These are really great if you just want
to... The 10X is fairly new to the family.
Yes.
We used to carry them, and
we got it once years ago as a mistake.
Yes,
and
yeah,
then
it wasn't intended, but
right. So
anyway, loops. If you do any kind of repairs at all, you do anything with vintage pens, you need a loop. I have several. Penlux Masterpiece Grande in the Snowflake.
That's pretty.
So this is awesome. So this is a limited edition pen, and the big deal with this is now it comes with a 14 karat gold. Yovo flex nib.
That's cool.
And it's got some nice flex to it. It looks like a great nib. We've been kind of playing with it at the shop, and they did a nice job.
Great.
And the nice thing with this pen, so it's limited edition. It comes in fine, medium, broad, which is a new nib for the Masterpiece Grande series. 1.1 stub and the 14 karat. So with the 14 karat, it comes with special box and
special bottle of ink.
A bottle of Manio Penlux Mole ink.
Oh, that's a cool color.
Yes. So it's a nice kind of a real bright blue.
Great.
So that comes with the 14 karat. And of course, this is piston filler.
Right.
So it's just fantastic. And it's a nice oversize.
It is a big pen.
It's essentially 149 size. I don't have my 149 here, but it's the same size as a 149 King of Pen, and for a whole lot less money.
Great.
And in colors other than black.
Okay.
So
cool.
If you go with any of the regular nib options, and we do have other nibs, other pens coming in, but they come in a nice
just a regular box.
Yep. But it's different. It's blue this time.
I like that.
Kind of frosted trim, neat cap band.
Very cool.
It's a super cool pen. So
very cool.
Really neat limited edition.
Do you need a pen?
We'll talk about that. 388 pieces worldwide.
Okay.
So those are in. They're pretty cool. So check them out.
Great. So last week, I acquired this little baby, and I am just like afraid to touch it and giddy like a schoolgirl.
Why don't you show the box? Okay.
Show the box first.
Because that'll be a big teaser.
Retro 51 special box. I'm super excited. We acquired one.
She says we.
I'm
ever going to use this. We always say we're talking about sharing pens. See what I mean?
Funny.
Yeah, see? We acquired.
So this came to me. It is one of the few Retro 51 Machier.
Look at that.
I know.
That's great.
I'm so excited.
Those are limited?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a little, what's my little sheet say? I can get my glasses out.
Ooh.
This is the Yaling Cherry Blossom.
Nice.
And this is I won't say what number it is, but what? Because then you'll be jealous.
Well, yeah. How many did they make?
There were 518.
Okay.
And this is a fairly low number, so
cool.
It makes me happy. But yeah, this is just really... Really,
that is nice.
I know.
You know, that's. I hate to say it, but it's nicer than some of the other Machier we've seen
on other
much
lines.
Much more expensive pens.
Yeah. Now, gorgeously done, beautiful. I am giddy.
Yeah. Do we know when that was made? To say when that was made on that card?
Let me just drag that out again.
Isn't that important? I don't know.
It doesn't say.
I'm asking a legitimate question.
I
do not know the answer.
We can look it up.
We should. I'm sure somebody will comment.
Yes.
And tell us.
Yes, so the Cherry Blossom, absolutely gorgeous. I am just
cool,
over the moon excited.
Awesome.
I have one.
Good for you.
This past weekend, let's just start backwards. We killed the car again.
well, we didn't really kill the car. So we discovered, we I don't want to call it a vacation, but we took Friday through Monday off.
Yes. I stayed in a hotel. You Lisa went and played stayed in a hotel, with Pens.
And apparently I went and played with Pens. But we took Friday through Monday off and drove about 3 hours.
And on the way back on Monday, we have a VW, and so there's...
I knew this going down. I knew we were in trouble.
You did?
Yes.
How? You knew that new thing was going to happen?
No.
So we have this...
Glad we had this conversation.
This,
thanks for tuning in.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Dash light?
Yeah, this, you know, check engine light came on, which honestly we've been waiting for.
We've been waiting for. That one we knew about.
Yes. And I just made a comment that, since now the check engine light came on, we can finally take it back to the dealer because it's a warranty issue, but they only will deal with it
when the
light is on. Yep. So it came back on, and we're like, I just got done saying, great, we'll have to make an appointment. And some other light comes
on. Another light comes on.
Starts flashing. There's some word, this little phrase that it flashes for 2 seconds and I can't read it. And I'm like, oh my God, here's another light. And it says, all I got was one word. And luckily it was the right word.
It was the right word, yeah. So we had that issue. And then we discovered basically on the way down that.
Oh, we had no heat in the car.
There's no heat in the car for a 3 hour drive in 30 degree weather.
So. Yeah. And so on the way home, it was
cold,
a little chilly. And it was the one weekend I decided to wear nicer shoes and flats, but no socks. My feet were freezing. It was very, very chilly. So we're taking the car in today.
So
and it's
anyway.
Not coming home. So where do we go? What do we do?
We went down.
I stayed in a hotel. And
Union, Illinois, which is in the north third, about 3 hours away. West of Chicago area.
Well, we stayed in Hoffman Estates.
We stayed in Hoffman Estates, where the Penn Show normally is.
Yes, and we actually stayed at the same hotel we stay at when we go to the Chicago
show. Yeah, it was weird.
So it was familiar. I had called in advance about all their COVID protocols, mm-hmm. and we really didn't see anybody
at all.
Contactless entry, and it was
it was cool.
A ghost
it was
town, but
yeah.
Kind of cool. It was, for me, it was just nice to be not at home,
doing
but
stuff.
Still safe.
Yep.
I literally didn't leave the room.
So
you did.
Fred Krinke.
Yes.
Fountain Pen King of L.A., as he has been
yes.
coined.
Yes, owner of the Fountain Pen Shop.
Fountain Pen
in
Shop in Monrovia,
yep. California.
He passed away.
Yes, sweet, sweet man.
Yep.
Known for his big laugh and his big smile
Hawaiian
and his
shirts.
Hawaiian shirts.
So his family basically took everything from the shop and put it up for auction. So there was a 2-day auction.
Consigned it with a company outside of Chicago, which is why we went.
Yeah.
I'm not
That's
sure.
The only reason we went was
why
pretty close.
Chicago.
Haven't figured that out.
Because can you imagine dragging all that
stuff
from
dragged,
California?
Yeah, they dragged five
display cases.
5-foot display cases and
this crazy stuff.
1,000-pound safe that I was instructed not to bid on. I was actually going to throw a bid in for like $2,000 or something, but it
Can you imagine if you won that thing? I'd bury you in it.
You could. It was like 6 feet tall.
And 1,000 pounds.
I know, it's 1,000, but it has wheels. It has wheels on it.
You all think I'm joking. He was like, we could get that safe. Wouldn't that look great in the office?
We had a place for it. We had picked it out. We did. It would look great. It'd be behind the case. Never mind. So anyway, so we went down. It was a 2-day auction, and there were actually very few people at the live auction. I would say it was this huge, huge.
Yeah.
I don't want to call it a barn, but building, and there were like 10 of us.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a really wide open. Everybody got their own row, which was great.
And your own table. And it reminded me of college lecture halls where you've got one desk and there's somebody over here.
Exactly how it was. And they were like way up on a stage and about 15 feet away. So big screen. I did the preview. Unfortunately, I discovered when I got there at 8 o'clock in the morning that the preview had existed the entire week before. So we got down
on Friday.
On Friday,
early enough, we could have gone.
We could have gone. We were there 3 hours early, but we actually took the trip. We took a nap and then took the drive over to the auction house.
Just to see where it was.
And we got there exactly at 5 o'clock, right. So we probably could have got in. But so anyway.
Well, if we'd known, then you wouldn't have had to get up.
Yeah, so I had to get up at crack of dawn on my first day off, first Saturday off, and I don't know how long.
A long time.
But drive down, do the inspection. Who's the first person I see? Roger Wooten. And then
Roger Wooten, who is one of the organizers of the Chicago show.
You can't miss him. He's always got his hat on.
Yep.
And then 5 seconds later, Jonathan Velli comes in.
I love Jonathan
from
Velli.
Ohio. Jonathan's great. And he's known as the pencil guy.
Yep.
And so we start doing the inspection, and there's some really great stuff. So all across the board. Esterbrook, Parker, Maximas, Hard Rubber, Parker 46, Schaefer's, PFMs, all sorts of stuff. Where do we start? Day one.
Now, keep in mind, I'm back in the hotel the whole time. Brian's got cash. Brian has no chaperone. Brian has the keys to the car, and I am back in the hotel room working on accounting.
No, so
hoping
I'm
that
not going to
be well behaved.
Yes.
And not completely spend your entire budget in one day.
No, we should mention that this was also being held online.
Yes.
On three different websites, and like everybody. In fact, I have my buddy Jason and I were texting the whole time because it was hilarious. He was sitting in California bidding, and I was doing it. But
does Jason watch the podcast?
He might. So
loved Rowan.
He does. Anyway.
So Brian,
I didn't do too bad. So a lot of prices were really approaching retail for unrestored vintage.
Yeah.
Every once in a while you'd get lucky, but you had to be careful because some of the descriptions I think were brief, so you almost had to inspect the pens.
Right.
I bought a pen that ended up having a crack in it, but I knew about it because I inspected it.
Right.
It wasn't in the picture, it wasn't
in the description,
and that's where you had to be careful.
Yeah, I think the descriptions perhaps were a little overly glowing.
Optimistic. And brief, and to be fair,
there were like 2,000 things.
Yeah. The first day there were 513 lots.
Okay, so there were like 1,000 something.
Yeah, and there were multiples that had two, four, whatever. And the second day there were 543 lots.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
So
there's over 1,050 lots. So it's a lot. I get it.
All right, so.
Well, I'll just show the whole.
So Brian was pretty well behaved.
I was pretty well behaved.
He was pretty excited about things.
Here's my take for the weekend, I guess. In the pens.
Okay.
A bunch of Esterbrooks. I actually did buy an Esterbrook I've never owned. Never been able to find this. And it is an Esterbrook Phaeton 300 desk pen.
Oh, what's his face has some of
those. Todd has some of those. And they were only made in Mexico.
Say his name, so.
Well, they're only made in Mexico.
Right.
And I saw this in the auction and I couldn't believe it. It went for a ridiculous price. And
ridiculous good or ridiculous bad?
That was good.
I haven't seen the paperwork yet.
I didn't spend anything over except for the one thing, anything over $130 a lot. Seriously, my most expensive pen was $130.
Okay.
Here it was.
It's brown.
Paul Wirt, taper cap, very early.
You bought a faded pen.
With an overfeed.
Does it have a nib?
It has a nib, yes.
Oh,
it's got
thank
a nib,
God.
Yes. It's got a nib.
well, you're upgrading.
I picked that up. Also for the collection, this is the pen. This is a Century, which made Whitewater, Wisconsin. Very short run. Very hard to find any pens by Century. This guy here, of course, I had a crack in the back that wasn't disclosed, but sleeve fillet, which is really super cool.
Okay.
You actually rotate the whole barrel to get at the press bar
and
the sack, and then you fill it from there.
Cool.
So,
all right.
Really neat pen. Picked that up, and the last piece I got was this little Victorian piece.
What is that?
This is a Chatelaine pencil. And it's made by Aiken Lambert, and it's a little jammed up. Sorry. But there's a little lock mechanism up here. And then you put your lead in there, and then okay. if you wanted to, I suppose you could do that.
Oh, there you go.
So it's made by Aiken Lambert.
What are you going to do with that?
Well, it's made by Aiken Lambert. So I collect Aiken Lambert things, and it'll go in the Aiken collection.
Okay.
So anyway, that and the big news for the weekend, the big purchase that we're both excited about.
We were both excited about this. There is kind of a joke behind it, though. So we wanted the Fred's Binder of Esterbrook
Research.
Yeah. Ironically, a chunk of this giant binder consists of printouts of every page of Brian's Esterbrook.net website. So my joke is, we spent how much to get printouts of
your website? it also has the article that I wrote for The Pennant a number of years back is in there too. But
so this is like half yours anyway.
It should go to me. Isn't it a copyright violation? Seriously though, I mean, it's this huge binder.
Brian first described it to me as this 8-inch binder, and I'm like, they make
okay, maybe it's not 8 inches.
It's like four.
Five. I mean, it's thick though.
Yeah, and it's full.
What this is, if I can do it, maybe I'll do it this way, is original 1952.
Can you help hold it?
Yeah.
All right.
This is really awkward. 1954 original catalog, Esterbrook catalogs. Price lists pretty much from 1952 going on. Here's one from 58.
We actually discovered some things that we, as some fairly educated Esterbrook people, didn't know. So that was really...
I must have sat for an hour and a half Sunday night.
In the hotel.
In the hotel room, looking through it. And there
and
was
then in the car.
A number of answers, number of questions that were answered just by...
Looking through this.
First glance looking through this.
So this was really cool.
Yeah.
In the auction, we were getting close to the slot coming up, and we were texting back and forth, and I won't get into numbers, but you know, Brian's like, how high do you want to go? And I'm like, well, we have to get it.
I'm saying I want X, and then like she's willing to spend 25% more. So I'm like, okay.
And then it gets ready to be the next thing up, and I just start texting, go, go, go. And it actually was very reasonable. I was very relieved.
Those catalogs are exceptionally rare.
Yes, and they're all original. It's
original
not like a photocopy. So these are...
They're all there.
This is really cool.
And many of them actually have pockets on the inside. So it's not just a cover. It's a cover with a pocket. And so then there's a letter from Esterbrook about new pens coming up and what price increases and a business card from the Esterbrook rep.
That was cool.
Which is super cool.
Yeah.
And there's also, you know, notes on Fred's stationery that say, you know, need to order by or whatever.
Right.
So it's cool to have a little bit of Fred in there. And and then also Fred's copy of The Fountain Pens of Esterbrook.
And did Paul sign it?
By Paul Hoban. And Paul did sign it.
That's cool.
A real charming.
Well, Paul's a charmer too.
Well, he is, yes. So,
but
anyway, that was exciting. We're totally stoked on that.
Totally excited about that. And Brian got to meet Fred's widow.
Yes, yeah, Mrs.
And
Krinke.
That was cool.
Lovely, yeah.
And you also brought back something from Fred's shop.
I did, and I didn't have it here because it's kind of large.
I haven't seen it in the daylight.
It's a Carter's Ink tin advertising piece, and it's about
it's a couple
2.5 feet high, and it's mounted on a wood back, so it's mounted on wood, and it has a gentleman with a fountain pen, and he's dipping in the ink and in writing, and it's looks super old. It's brown on tin, and
it's brown.
It kind of looks like a weathered leather almost.
It's brown. It's pretty dark.
It's neat. Because all the other things from Fred's shop were going for just astronomical prices.
Yeah.
And this one, it was very reasonable.
We really did want something that Fred had in his shop. We didn't know him well, so I want to make sure that we're not overstating the relationship, but we'd see him every year in LA.
We'd chat with him.
And he was just, he was a charmer.
Yep.
He was
yep.
a charmer, but sweet, sweet man. Yeah.
It was long. I mean, it was 10 to 5.
Both days.
Both days. So, like, the first day I was there at 8 o'clock, and so, I mean, I didn't leave till 6, so it was a full day event. The next day, I could skip the preview on Sunday.
Right.
So it was 10 o'clock until about, after I won the binder, I was just like, well, there's nothing else I want. So I kind of skated out.
Right.
And we went to dinner early, and at 6 o'clock, they were just finishing up. So, I mean, it was a long, even longer day on
yeah.
Sunday. So,
it was a good weekend. It was nice
it was
to
good.
Get away.
It was, good,
it was
yeah.
nice to be safe.
Yeah.
Get
some fresh air.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
All right, what else? Anything else? I think that's it for this week.
Do you have anything? Oh, we do have, I know, you hate it when we talk about things we don't have yet. I like to do it just to mess with you. We do have the two new Sailor State inks on the way
yes.
to us.
Yes, okay. Yep.
They have been ordered. They are on the site. Do the back in stock notice.
They might even be coming today.
So there are two new State inks by Sailor. They are Pennsylvania and Florida.
Okay, great. What is Florida?
Blood orange. Really reddish orange. You're going to ask me about Pennsylvania. Steel blue.
Okay, great. Awesome.
I think.
They're nice colors.
They are. Well, Sailor ink is fantastic.
Yes, absolutely.
It
comes in a 30 ml bottle.
I do like the State series. It's just fun.
Mm-hmm.
We had a Zoom meeting with the owner of the distributor, Toya, not too long ago, and we're like, we need Wisconsin.
Yeah, so I just hope Wisconsin's not going to be like some kind of yellowy, cheesy kind of color. I hope it'll be nice. Nice green.
We
nice
asked
blue.
For not yellow.
Yeah, so, not yellow. Yeah. I guess anything other than yellow would be great. Thanks. Appreciate the consideration.
Robin's egg blue. Is Robin our state bird?
It is our state bird. That
okay.
would be great. So,
yeah. All right. So the two new State inks are coming this week, and that's exciting. New ink colors are always fun.
Yes, we got a lot of them. So we got a lot to choose from this week, and
yep,
we'll get working on that. So,
there
all
you
right.
Go.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow our blog for news, ink reviews, all sorts of other announcements.
And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. Like this video and subscribe to the channel. We'll see you next time.
Bye.